Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The United States Supreme Court handed a victory to Aaron and Melissa Klein with regards to the intersection of their religious freedom and the LGBT agenda. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, it was a great victory, although the Supreme Court did not take the case and have oral argument on it, Matt. The case was pending for review, and the Supreme Court looked at it 14 different times over a period of about 14 weeks. At the end of the day, they decided to grant the petition, vacate the judgment, and send the case back down to the Oregon Court of Appeals, meaning that they're telling the Oregon Court of Appeals, you need to listen to our decision that we handed down in June of 2018 in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. That should resolve the issue. And that means that I think what they're saying to the Oregon Court of Appeals, they must dismiss this claim. This is a very similar claim to the one that they decided last year. Aaron and Melissa Klein have sweet cakes by Melissa, and they ultimately refused to make a wedding cake celebrating a same-sex wedding. As a result, they were targeted. The Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries eventually fined them $135,000. And shockingly, Matt, they actually went into their bank account and they electronically transferred money to the state of Oregon. This is, so far, a great victory for the Kleins.
Yeah, it is. And what was happening there in Oregon was just appalling, very similar to what happened in Colorado, where the Colorado Civil Rights Commission was bashing Christianity outright. And in Colorado, the Civil Rights Commission is primarily openly homosexual activists that are on the Civil Rights Commission. Well, there in Oregon, it was the state attorney general who was likewise bashing the central tenets of Christianity and the fact that Melissa and Aaron Klein were carrying out their faith and exercising through the First Amendment their religious liberty here. This is a tremendous victory. And I note that the Supreme Court still hasn't ruled on the underlying free speech and First Amendment issues, but they are saying you cannot express this kind of hostility toward the free exercise of religion and the Christian faith.
Yeah, and don't forget, I mean, this couple has gone through so much. I mean, they had to shut down their bakery. I mean, can you imagine having to pay $135,000 like that? So it was just tragic. But my question is, how do we stop these kind of cases? I mean, this is getting more and more prevalent where these LGBT couples are coming in saying, well, if you won't make me a cake, then I'll sue you. And then they end up losing their business, as we're seeing happen. What can we do to stop that?
Well, what we ultimately need is a head-on victory on the underlying merits at the U.S. Supreme Court. That's certainly one way. And in both of these cases, the Supreme Court made good decisions, victories for the Kleins, and could be victories for others, but it did not yet address the underlying issue, and that is, do you have a religious free speech right and a free exercise of religion right? When someone wants to conscript you to use your artistic talents to promote, participate, and celebrate a ceremony that is infused with meaning that is contrary to your values? That's really the underlying question. That was the question in Masterpiece Cake Shop, a cake situation where the baker said, you can take any one of my cakes off the shelf and you can decorate it however you want to. He has a whole wide variety of cakes. He will sell to anyone, whether they're homosexual or not. But when you consult Jack Phillips in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, like Aaron and Melissa Klein with their sweet cakes by Melissa, and you ask them to create a cake specifically to celebrate a same-sex wedding, you are forcing them to participate in celebrating a message that is contrary to their values. And think of this. If you were someone who was a baker and a person came into your bakery and they wanted you to bake a cake in celebration of something that they say is very meaningful to them. And what is allegedly meaningful to them is that they're part of a very racist KKK Aryan Nation kind of group. And so they want you to celebrate a ceremony of a gathering regarding their racist, anti-human, really, mm-hmm. agenda. Mm-hmm. And you say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll sell you a general cake. I'm not going to question your ideology when you come in here, but when you want me to create something artistically that is infused with a message, I can't celebrate a KKK rally any more than I can celebrate a same-sex marriage ceremony because of the meaning that is behind it.
But, you know, the point is, like, this couple and the couple in Masterpiece, they could have easily gone down the street and got a cake somewhere else.
And that's not really what it's about.
But they intentionally want to punish these people. That's the point.
Well, that's exactly right. And what is so appalling to me is even today, CNN, for instance, they tweeted out a story saying that the Supreme Court has sent it back down to the lower court on the baker's refusal to serve gay customers.
And that's just
that's
not
a
true.
Lie.
Not true. That,
that's an absolute lie.
No one in a bakery is going to ask someone what their sexual behavior is.
They don't interview their customers.
You don't
they
interview them. There's
them.
Not a questionnaire. Are you committing adultery? Are you in a homosexual relationship? Right. Oh, I can't
you
sell
you
this.
Dog.
You
yeah.
just
yeah.
sell them whatever muffin or cake that you right. want. But then somebody comes in and says, I want a specific kind of cake. And the cake is something for a very special event. What is it? Well, we are getting married, and it's a same-sex wedding. Well, that changes the equation fundamentally. I mean, would CNN want someone to be forced, or any other media source want someone to be forced to make a cake?
And put a swastika on it and say,
put a swastika
and celebrating
it?
The Aryan race? No.
Right, to paint a painting that celebrates Hitler? Who in their right mind would want to force someone to do that? And so they have a different value system. And in this area of same-sex weddings, it's the same thing. So they'll sell a cake, they'll sell a muffin, they'll do anything. They're not going to question, why would they, what someone is doing outside of the bakery? But when you ask them to create a specific cake for a specific event that has meaning, that changes the equation.
And we can't lose sight of the fact that it is a central tenet of Christianity that sexual behavior is only appropriate within the bonds of marriage between a man and a woman. I can promise you that Klein, Jack Phillips, and that the Kleins would likewise not want to bake a cake celebrating adultery
or polygamy or an adulterous relationship.
Murder or anything else. Yeah.
You know, exactly. And they could have gone down the street. Instead, they sued for acute loss of confidence, doubt, excessive sleep, feelings of being mentally raped, dirty and shameful. These were high blood pressure, impaired digestion, loss of appetite, migraine headaches, and being sick after work, resumption of smoking. They were shocked, stunned, surprised, and on their complaint
goes.
They could have gone down the street. It's absolutely absurd. Get over it. Understand that Christianity does not account for, and God is expressly...
Well, look, this is Oregon.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Oregon. Now, you could find a place anywhere in Oregon you wanted to that's going to bake you a cake for your same-sex ceremony.
Yeah.
That's not what this is
no,
about.
No, they're targeting Christians.
They wanted to target Christians and punish them.
Yeah.
So in the whole process, just like the Masterpiece Cake Shop case with Jack Phillips, in this process with Melissa and Aaron Klein, the decision makers made negative remarks regarding their Christianity, and they criticized their Christian faith. Well, that was brought up after the Masterpiece Cake Shop case last year, but notwithstanding, the Oregon Court of Appeals just refused to apply it, and the Oregon Supreme Court refused to take the case. So this is a case from the Court of Appeals because the Oregon Supreme Court just said, well, we're going to let it stand. They should have intervened and said, no, you got it all wrong. Don't you realize the Supreme Court just decided Masterpiece? You can't make these negative comments about a person's faith. And that's exactly what happened in the record. So what the Supreme Court did is they set aside the judgment, meaning this $135,000 judgment, all that set aside. And they're sending it back to the Oregon Court of Appeals and say, listen, judges, apply our Masterpiece Cake Shop case. It doesn't tell them how to respond, how to actually write the opinion, but the handwriting's on the wall. If they do not, it'll come back to the Supreme Court. Bottom line is this case ultimately, I believe, will be dismissed. It is a great victory, but we need to go, as Holly mentioned, to the ultimate merits of the case, and one of those cases will come up sometime in the future. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.